Nirien gbar jaħkumu it-territorji tal-Majstral tal-Kanada, riforma fl-ippjanar tal-bini fl-Awstralja, rakkomandazzjoni tal-kwalità ta' kura ħjar għal-pazjenti bid-demenzja u figuri ġodda fil-pagi fl-Awstralja żiedu skont l-inflazzjoni fl-aħħar kwart ta' Ġunju. Inselmilkom dan huwa ġewwaxa bulettin ta' aħbarijiet miġbura mir-riżorsi tal-SBS. Residenti fit-territorji tal-Majstral tal-Kanada qegħdin jaħarbu minn rien f'konvojs twal ta' karozzi u vetturi waqt li ħaddiema ta' attività nar qegħdin jippruvaw jikkontrollaw in-nirien. Dan l-istaġun huwa meqjus bħala l-arwieħ ta' periklu tan-nar kemm ilhom jinżammu r-records. Il-Ministru għal Foresti Drew Ralston bat il-kondoljanzi tiegħu għal dawk mill-quta minn dan id-diżastru.
The top priority is always to protect people's lives and property. Yet we know these fires can start quickly and act unpredictably in these conditions. So we are urging people to stay aware of the wildfire situation in their area, to take precautions, and to report fires when they see them.
Ix-xandar leġendarju Ingliż, Sir Michael Parkinson, qed ikun jinfakkar bħala wieħed mill-ġiganti tax-xandir wara l-mewt tiegħu fl-età ta' 88 sena. Il-familja tiegħu ħarġet stqarrija li tgħid li Parkinson miet fil-paċi fid-dar tiegħu wara marda qasira. Il-karriera ta' Sir Michael Parkinson tmur lura snin twal fil-ġurnaliżmu fil-gazzetti, radju u televiżjoni. Huwa intervista wħud mill-aqwa personalitajiet tad-dinja minn kull qasam tal-ħajja. Sir Michael Parkinson kellu ħafna għall-qalbu l-Awstralja u għamel diversi intervisti għall-programm tal-television tiegħu ma' nies prominenti Awstraljani fosthom l-eks Prim Ministru Bob Hawke.
So, but you've resisted the temptation so far.
Very much.
You have.
I have just a little tightening here and
of
there.
Of course.
No way you can see.
Il-Prim Ministru Awstraljan Anthony Albanese ħabbar li il-Kabinett Nazzjonali qabel għal riforma ta' ippjanar nazzjonali ta' bini ta' 1.2 biljun dar ġdida fl-Awstralja fil-ħames snin li ġejjin. Il-ftehim jinkludi diversi miżuri ġodda bħal promozzjoni ta' akkomodazzjoni fi spazji iżgħar finħawi infiċċija qrib faċilitajiet tas-saħħa u trasport li jkunu aktar affordabbli. Il-Prim Ministru jgħid li waslu għal ftehim aħjar biex ikun żgurat li l-kera tiżdied darba fis-sena.
National Cabinet has agreed to a better deal for renters to harmonize and strengthen renters' rights across Australia. This includes developing a nationally consistent policy to implement a requirement for genuine reasonable grounds for eviction, moving towards limiting rent increases to once a year, phasing in minimal rental standards.
Palliative Care Australia u Dementia Australia ħarġu serje ta' rakkomandazzjonijiet biex tingħata kwalità ta' kura aħjar għal pazjenti bid-dimensja. L-istqarrija fl-imkien tagħmel disa rakkomandazzjonijiet inkluża edukazzjoni ta' bil-fors dwar il-kura tad-dimensja u dik paljattiva għal professjonisti kollha involuti f'din il-kura. L-Istitut Awstraljan tas-Saħħa u l-Welfare ibassar li n-numru ta' nies fl-Awstralja bid-dimensja mistenni jirdoppja mill-kalkoli preżenti ta' madwar 400,000 persuna għal aktar minn 800,000 persuna sas-sena 2058. Il-Kap Esekuttiv ta' Palliative Care Australia, Camilla Rowland, tgħid li bir-rakkomandazzjonijiet tittama li jitjiebu s-servizzi għal carers u l-familji li ħafna drabi ikunu taħt stress kbir biex jappoġġjaw lil xi ħadd maħbub tagħhom b'dan il-mart.
Look, we would really like to see the cognitive needs of people looked at more closely as well as their physical needs. For carers and family, it's often quite a long journey. It's really something that takes the whole family to support that situation and to help support that person through their illness.
Figuri ġodda mill-Buru Awstraljan tal-Istatistika juru li il-pagi żdiedu skont l-inflazzjoni fl-aħħar kwart ta' Ġunju. kemm l-inflazzjoni u l-indiċi tal-prezzijiet tal-pagi żdiedu b'0.8 fil-mija f'dan il-perjodu u dan ifisser li għall-ewwel darba fit 3 snin il-pagi ma marrux lura. It-teżorier Jim Chalmers jgħid li l-Awstralja qed tara il-pagi jikbru kif wegħdu il-laburisti qabel l-elezzjoni.
Inflation is moderating and wages are growing, and that's welcome news on both fronts. A central part of the Albanese government's plan to help alleviate these cost of living pressures is to get wages moving again, and all indications is that they are. What we're seeing in our economy is much stronger wages growth than people were accustomed to during a decade of deliberate wage stagnation under our predecessors.
F'inkjesta tas-Senat dwar kemm huwa kbir il-faqar fl-Awstralja instema kif il-ħlasijiet tal-welfare tal-job seeker għandhom bżonn jiżdiedu biex jgħinu lin-nies fl-Awstralja li qegħdin isibuha diffiċli ilaħħuma l-ispejjeż tal-għoli tal-ħajja li ma ikunux f'qagħda ta' faqar. Chris Siorokas minn Lifeline Australia jgħid li hemm rabta bejn il-periklu ta' suwiċidju u l-faqar.
In 2020, the overall suicide rate for people living in the lowest socioeconomic areas was twice that of those living in the highest socioeconomic areas. And in a recent report, financial hardship was shown to be associated with an increased risk of suicidal behaviour and ideation. Lifeline Australia submits that whilst intervention and support during crisis periods is vitally important, the potential gains from proactively addressing upstream factors are a vital element if we are to meaningfully reduce the rates of suicide.
Fl-isport, it-tagħmijiet tat-tim tan-nisa Awstraljan fil-kompetizzjoni tat-tazza tal-futbol tad-dinja Matildas sfaxxaw wara it-telfa ta' 3-1 fis-semifinali ma' l-Ingilterra. Il-coach tal-Matildas Tony Gustafsson jammetti li din kienet telfa diżappuntanti.
Obviously it's a bit emotional to sit here and talk about that when you lose a semifinal. I hate to lose. But I've said it before, it's bigger than 90 minute football. We're very disappointed that we lost, but hopefully we won something else. We won the heart and the passion for this game in this country. But I agree with the players. This is not the end of something. This needs to be the start of something. And with that comes money as well.
It-tim nazzjonali Malti ta' taħt 17-il sena temm il-kampjonat Ewropew fil-11 il post brebħa ta' 13-9 kontra Franza. Dan huwa riżultat ieħor importanti fil-water polo Malti hekk kif it-tim nazzjonali Malti ta' taħt 17-il sena rebaħ kontra Franza u bekk kiseb il-11 il post fil-fażi finali tal-kampjonat Ewropew f'Manisa fit-Turkija.
U intemmu dan il-bulettin ta' ħbarijiet bħar salajn il-rapport ta' temp, temm daqsxejn imsaħħab mistenni f'Perth u f'Brisbane. Ħalbit ta' xita mistennija f'Adelaide, f'Melbourne, f'Hobart, f'Canberra, f'Wollongong, f'Sydney u f'Newcastle u temp xemxi mistenni f'Cairns u f'Darwin. Dak kien bulettin ta' ħbarijiet mir-radju ta' SBS sal-lum il-ġimgħa, it-18 il-jum tax-xahar ta' Awwissu tas-sena 2023.